you certain about this video?
Quiet, Igor. We must pick this one. It has been too long.
It's been exactly one movie.
Quiet, Igor. It's October. Time to get spooky.
Oh, no.
I'm scared of God.
Attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Anyway, welcome to 69 Cent Special. I'm Turmeric.
And I'm Crazy Dave.
Oh, look, it's... Oh, beans. Look, it's another fucking God movie. It's not a movie. It's an episode of a
It's
show.
Been exactly one episode but since we've, really, like... I said dunked on Christ, and I think that's just about as good as we can...
Yeah, that's about as... Yeah. So, today, we're watching an episode of Quigley's Village, which is for ages 2 to 7, which we physically aren't, but psychologically are.
If you combine those two numbers into, like, one number, that's not 9.
Oh.
Like, just put the first
negative
digit
5.
And the second digit.
Oh.
Okay. That's how old I am.
Oh. 72.
Yep.
Damn.
I look good.
This episode is about resisting temptation, according to the top of the thing. But on the side, it says temptation, so I'm not sure if we're going to be tempted or learning how to resist temptation.
I think both of those have to be true in order for us to resist temptation.
But considering this is called Bubba's Big Banana Cream Crime...
Well, okay, so the folks at home might not know what Quigley's Village is.
It's a village.
It was a collection of Christian children's videos designed to teach children, quote, sound biblical values...
Oh, boy.
...in a fun and exciting way.
Oh, boy.
A combination of live action and puppets...
Puppets!
It was very similar in style to Sesame Street, but with a biblically based rather than humanistic approach to communicating values.
I just realized that the guy on the back here talking to, I assume, is Quigley, the monkey.
Oh, no, he's Quigley.
He's Quigley?
Yeah.
The guy who looks like fucking Mike from Mystery Science Theater, but like a weird Jesus-y version?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Mr. Quigley.
Who names someone... Anyway.
Well, that's his last name.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, got it. All right, let me, you know, I'm gonna.
Well, so
I'm gonna unbox therapy.
We left the plastic mostly on for some reason.
But I'm gonna have to take it off for the
enjoy this little ASMR
anyway. This is probably the most offensive ASMR anyone's ever made.
I don't know.
Jesus.
He's really the worst.
It's like
at
they super glued a condom to it. Oh, there we go. Oh my god.
How else is it going to resist temptation?
They put the UPC on the top.
I'm surprised they put a UPC on it at all.
That's true. It's the mark of the beast. Anyway, let me read the
real
rear
quick.
End. Yes?
There was a spinoff series to this.
Oh my god, was it called I was going to say Spank Me Daddy, but that's...
No, it's called the Simply Grand Quigley Band.
That's even better! Oh my god, that's so good. Hell yeah.
Oh,
the
god.
Simply Grand Quigley Band. I assume it was like a music... Well, does this have song?
I don't know.
Ooh, bless you.
Oof. Cut that.
Bless you, Satan.
Clap, 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 clap.
Okay, let me go ahead and read this in the poor lighting we have. Bubba's Big Banana Cream Crime. Welcome to Quigley's Village, a delightful place where children learn Christian values. All right.
He just gave me a look that said that you judged me.
I don't know why. I didn't mean to. I was just projecting, I guess. This award-winning series produces the very best in entertainment with important lessons to help children learn and grow. No, that's called Bill Nye the Science Guy. Everyone is tempted in one way or another, and Bubba can hardly resist one of his mom's fresh banana cream pies. Oh, no.
Do you know why we picked this one? There were multiple Quigley's Village videotapes.
There were like 7.
We picked this one because it had the best sex joke possible in the title.
Yeah, Bubba's Big Banana Cream Crime.
It's about cream pies.
He's holding several cream pies and has unwrapped bananas.
I'm just saying.
That's all metaphor.
It's metaphor.
He's circumcised. Meanwhile, Danny is tempted to cheat when he can't think of anything to write for the poetry contest. Those seem different.
Yeah, they are different scenarios.
Okay, get this quote. Are you ready for this fucking quote? The quote itself is nothing special, but the attribution is something special.
Ooh.
Captivating and very entertaining. Young children know it's for them. Conveys a strong sense of moral and spiritual values. Ben Carson, MD, Director of Pediatric Neurosurgery, Johns Hopkins University.
My fucking God.
There was a quote from Ben Carson.
Ben Carson, everyone's favorite Muppet.
Everyone's favorite Muppet. Next quote. Every church should have Quigley's Village in the church library. Well, I mean, that first assumes every church has a church library. I can't think of a better tool for building moral and spiritual values into young lives. How about just being good to people? Warren W. Wiersbe, author and speaker. All right. In an age where TV has become an incredible influence on our kids, you're like 30 years late on that. In an age where TV has become an incredible influence on our kids, it's exciting to have a quality entertainment with sound biblical values. You will definitely find Quigley's at our house. Mary Rice Hopkins, recording artist with Kids Praise, mom of kids age 4 and 6. Oh, Kids Praise. Is that like the Christian version of Kids Bop?
I hope so.
Oh, boy. I think I've heard of them.
So, he mentions TV, but this is a videotape that we're looking at.
Yep.
This was originally broadcast.
On PAX?
No, on a network called TCT, which is Tri-State Christian Television.
Huh. What three states? Because this was TVA Television Associates Incorporated is in Mountain View, California.
Wait a minute.
Hmm?
It still exists.
Does it? Quigley's Village or TVA?
TCT.
TCT, the channel?
Yeah.
So it's like a public? Oh, God, I smacked my own
face. It was regionally on over-the-air stations.
Okay. And then when we killed analog.
Yeah, but now it's on satellite.
Hmm.
Like DirecTV.
Really?
Yeah. You can also stream it.
Oh, also, fun fact for those of you who listen
to... When is subtitled the Aramaic Broadcast Network?
Ooh. I'm not going to touch that one.
Jesus.
But for those of you who listened to our last episode, Max Magician and the Egyptian Magician,
not what it
I found out the entire thing was on YouTube, so if you want to enjoy that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Just look up Max Magician.
And the
Legend of the Rings.
You did it!
I did it! And, the full video, full movie, the full hell is there.
Pop quiz. Without looking at the box, what's the title of today's movie?
Fat Bastard. Fat Bastard Cream Prizes Grandma.
Whoa!
Sorry, his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it right. Was there more to the back of this tape?
Zondervan Publishing House. That's it.
Okay.
As usual, I will post pictures of the front and back.
It's a treat to look at.
It's a banana cream treat. We got a picture of a guy talking to a monkey in a cowboy hat. That's Bubba.
And the monkey's in the cowboy hat or the man is in the cowboy
hat? The monkey's in the cowboy hat, holding a banana like a pistol. And then we've got what looks like Quigley and his harem of creepy furry puppets.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that's... Oh, God, I forgot about that one. There's one that has, like... You know that thing with eyes where if they're, like... I don't remember the term. It's not cross-eyed. It's, the like, fish-eyed, I think is what it's called, mm-hmm. where they're, like, looking opposite
Wall-eyed?
Direction. Maybe. But how, like, when there's a puppet with it, it just looks soulless and Satan-y. Yeah, there's one of those.
Yeah. I mean, all those puppets look pretty Satan-y.
All the puppets are demonic in some way, shape, or form.
They're less Satan-y than anything that was in Salty.
Oh, sure. No, those were straight up scraped from the bowels of hell.
At least in still images. We watched this for about 15 minutes when we first got it.
That was a long time ago.
And it was terrifying.
It was horrifying. And were we drunk then?
No.
No?
But we were fresh off of Salty.
We were fresh off of Salty, so our brains were filled with horrific imagery.
And while it's probably fresh in the minds of all of us and will be forever, some wounds never heal.
Time can only heal some wounds.
I think we're far enough away from it for this one to not kill us.
Yeah, we're, I mean, just a little little inside curling here. We, it's what, 12:40 p.m.?
Uh-huh.
So it's a little earlier than we normally record. We're fresh off of some food and some...
Not Wendy's, thank God.
Not this time. It's a different fast food place.
Many fast food places are available.
Yes, in city. We got some caffeine, and like, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I think... Okay, so I know I was really, like, optimistic about Max Magician and that kind of...
I was, too.
But I'm actually pretty optimistic for the riffability of Quigley's Village, Bubba's Big Banana Cream Crime.
Yes, I am also excited for Quincy Town... I'm looking at the box.
You're intentionally reading it wrong.
Yeah, right? At this point, yeah. It's a good font, though.
It's a good font. Listen, the production values on the tape, I seem to recall, are much better than the actual production values
they are
on
like
the show.
Standard public access. No, not even better than public access. Standard, like...
But local.
Local kids show.
Which is a thing that doesn't really exist anymore.
No, you really don't see a lot of local... It's like, you don't see a lot of local anything.
I mean, local food. News, and that's it.
Yeah. See, like, yeah. Bring back public access, people.
I mean, public access still exists.
Bring back the popularity of public access that never existed.
I mean, UHF networks were pretty, like, big in, like, flyover states. You gotta understand that, like, I don't think either of us have lived in, like, a place that, like, had that big in the first place.
I mean, maybe Chicago did, but I was too young to know.
Sure.
Yeah. I know Phoenix didn't have it.
Yeah, here did not.
It was a lot of Midwest states.
Yeah.
Because that's where, like, Mystery Science Theater started in,
exactly.
Like, Wisconsin or whatever.
Because either, A, they have way more time on their hands.
Yeah.
Or, B, they're just more desperate for content.
Mm-hmm.
So you just open it up.
Yeah, open that ish up.
Because you got to put something on.
Like cream pies.
You got to put some cream pies on air.
Put some cream pies on air, kids.
Are you ready to, like, get our... our normal, like... format, what do you expect out of this?
Oh, what do I expect?
I know it's cheating because we did see it.
I've forgotten most of it.
Good.
Demon puppets.
Mm-hmm.
Cream pies.
Yep.
Bananas and crime.
He just read things that were on the box.
No, I just looked at this top left photo for a while and was like, what am I getting from that? I'm getting cream pie.
I'm expecting one of these crimes to be more heinous than the other.
What degree of heinousitude are you expecting?
So, from the back, it suggested that one person is thinking of plagiarizing, and one is thinking about eating some fucking pies.
That's true. That's true. And I think plagiarizing for a contest is a little worse than eating a pie early.
Right, because you can just make another fucking pie.
Yeah. You can't make another contest.
I mean, you could, but like...
But that's a lot more logistical work than making another pie.
Especially, like, you have to admit, like, okay, we let one fucking sneak through that was like... plagiarism and then he won.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Alex
Bertoncini.
What?
We'll cut that. The magic player who's been caught cheating multiple times.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Alex
Banana Cream Crime.
Oh, Bubba is the third listed character on the Wikipedia. Do we want to hear about his bio?
I'd love to.
An orangutan and the main puppet character.
Oh.
He has a very nasal, high-pitched voice.
I'm good. Excited.
Although Bubba struggles with fear and lying, he tries to come to terms with his sins in a Christ-like way. Bubba is arguably the most popular character during the series' nearly 12-year run.
12 years?
Go to
jail. Holy shit.
Probably because he comes across as the most human, because he is, in fact, an ape.
Hmm.
His struggles
as opposed to the human.
From what I remember, which is very little.
Yeah,
that's about right.
Yeah.
His struggles with realistic problems that children and even adults can identify with push him front and centre. It's spelled like
centre.
It's center, but like centre.
Like English center. Yeah.
As the star. His fun loving personality and constant good cheer earn him a place in the village as a constant good friend.
Oh.
His puppeteer is Paul Lessard.
Except that he constantly lies.
And has fear.
All right. What was that first sentence again?
An orangutan and the main puppet character.
After that one, sorry.
He has a very nasal, high-pitched voice.
shit after that one.
Although Bubba struggles with fear and lying, he tries to come to terms with his sins in a Christ-like way. You know, the guy who had so many sins to come to terms with.
Yeah.
Christ.
Fear and lying.
Fear and lying and...
Bubba's big banana cream crime. Fear and lying in Quigley's Village.
Hey, all you guys out there, all you guys and dolls out there in podcast land, if we can get some fan art of this orangutan in Johnny Depp's like outfit from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Hell yeah.
We can't stop here.
In a convertible.
It's banana cream.
It's banana cream country.
If we could get some of that shit, that's going to be my wallpaper forever.
Out here in a fiery place. Sorry, that's if we, sevenfold's back country.
Hey, we might like if we could take this video and mm-hmm. like put like Alice in Chains in the background.
Oh, hell yeah.
The whole time.
Into the flood again. Same old dream was my way.
Meanwhile, he's like shoving fucking like banana cream down his throat. Face.
So I made a big mistake.
Eating all the cream again.
Oh, hell yeah. Catch that on YouTube whenever I have time, so never.
Oh, there's a lioness named Lemon.
I'm sorry?
There's a lioness named Lemon.
A lioness?
Lioness.
Lioness, okay.
Yeah, Lionel Lioness. Train. Yeah, the character Linus from Peanuts is here, but his name
Linus
is
Lemon. Tech Tips is here.
There's a porcupine named Spike.
Oh, I was just about to say Spikey.
Oh, okay, what's the toucan's name?
Sam.
Trundle.
Oh, he's got a big stick.
Yeah, and he jungles a lot.
And he jungles a lot.
That's a joke just for us. Oh, dude, the village mailman is named Molly.
Dude.
So it's really a male woman.
Yeah, jeez.
She has a non-threatening personality and delivers the mail every morning.
That's about as undescriptive as you can get.
There were... Oh, my Christ. Oh, my good golly gosh.
Oh, my
40
Gordon Ramsay.
3 VHS tapes.
Oh, my God. We've only...
Well, hold on. That might not be true. No.
Oh, this is number 8. You're right. So there's an 8 on it I didn't see.
Okay, but like it goes to 6 and then skips to 32.
What?
So 6, 7, 8. Yeah, this one's listed as 33.
Really?
9.
Even though it's got 10, a number 8 on 11. It? Get your numbers
it's
straight.
It's the 8th one like released.
Ah.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Okay.
Wow.
I thought we were going to have to, like, get a whole, like, fucking Zoo Life collection.
Right? Dude, I...
Are you looking it up?
I'm looking up Zondervan Video, because they were the ones that made this.
Or at least released the tape. We're spending a little bit more time on research today, because, fuck it.
Video lectures sale. So, Zondervan, yeah, they're definitely a Christian video company, naturally. 55... Oh, hey, special sale September 25th to 29th, which is not today. 55% off Zondervan Video lectures from today's leading experts! ! You can get them on digital or DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking oh,
no
it's
Blu-ray option.
No Blu-ray option. This is all like actual like academic theology stuff.
Oh.
Hold on.
Blow 'em up. Put your hand inside.
That was a little inside...
inside linguistics?
Yeah.
That's not sorry, a sport. They have a lot of videos on the basics of different ancient languages, like basics of Biblical Aramaic, or the basics of ancient Ugaritic.
Wait.
A complete course for the beginner.
How the hell would you speak Aramaic? Why the hell would you speak Aramaic?
Basics of Classical Syriac.
Like, what are you doing? Like, are you
Galatians, a video study.
Okay.
Romans, a video study.
I don't think we're going to get to Quigley's Village.
Revelation, a video study.
So are you...
Theology of James, Peter, and Jude, a video study.
Are we about
Four
ready?
Portraits, one Jesus video lectures. Sorry, four portraits, one Jesus video lectures. Not four portraits, one Jesus video lectures.
Are we good?
Thinking through Paul video lectures.
Thinking through Paul?
Yeah.
Video lectures.
A survey of his life. Losers. Oh, letters and theology.
Man, all those guys that Paul was with. Yeah. Losers.
Survey of his life, his losers.
Rome beat him.
A fucking idiot.
Are you get captured by Rome? I mean, seriously.
I mean, seriously, they have the stupid skirts.
Just summon a little wind up them.
Oh, the hoof.
Distracts them for 25 minutes.
Rise, son of Rome.
Whatever the fuck.
Are you ready to play this basketball?
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
All right, cut to music. The super shoot for the stars spaceship. Spike and the silly mixed up sleepover. The great treehouse disaster. Quigley's village sing along. Spike's big blue bubble babble balloon machine. The That's Wonder Kids one. Colossal cash caper.
Oh, hell yeah.
Danny buys a blobbit.
I'm sorry.
Lemon and the kite flying catastrophe.
Wow.
Scary sounds in the campground.
Ooh, that's a perfect October video.
Shake-ups. And showdowns.
The new WWE pay-per-view.
The wacky watermelon break-in.
Oh. Is that the new Pink Panther?
Trundle and the big city bungle. Spike and the terrible tripped-up tap dance.
Oof. Heroin.
Bubba and the big berry belly ache.
Oh, he has another crime.
The playground popcorn explosion.
My God.
And Spike's grump grumbly day, now available on VHS.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or once available on VHS.
Those are, anyway. Man. Those are great names, except the beginning. Those kind of were meh.
No, they got better.
So, yeah, that was a half hour of what we pretty much expected.
Yeah. It, very, very riffable.
Yes. Yes. Short but sweet.
Definitely vague serial killer vibes.
Yeah, and so one of the main plot points of the episode is there's a poetry contest, mm-hmm. as was read on the back. So we decided to write a couple poems.
Yeah.
Do you want to go you first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feature length day, unusually themed plight, crawling outside, I say, kill me please tonight. You want to go ahead and look at the first letter of each line?
It's also an acrostic, you master magician.
That's what inspired me in the first
place. Hell yeah. Mine's a little longer.
Yeah.
Max Magician left me devoid of life,
mm-hmm.
my innermost demons enhancing the strife. But along came this tape that began with a song, and I knew that entertainment wouldn't take long. A man and his puppets, temptation the conflict. Ooh. Eating cream pies is the monkey heroin addict. Didn't really rhyme, but okay. But one thing was certain at the end of this tape, that dude keeps kids in his basement. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We need bongos.
I know. There's really...
He actually just went over the entire plot.
I went over the entire plot. Monkey eats the cream pies his mom made. Take that
mom
out of context.
Mom has never seen.
Mom has never seen.
There's only, in fact, one animal parent that's seen, and it's the terrifying bear woman.
Yes. That's apparently the mom of a lion.
Is he a lion?
I couldn't tell.
He looks sort of vaguely cat-like, but also vaguely bear-like.
Yeah, he's like a cat bear.
Well, I suppose I could just look. I
don't even remember his name. The only guy I remember the name of...
His name is Danny.
Danny?
Yeah.
Danny Sexbang?
Nope.
Damn it.
Trejo.
He's got a lion's mane.
He does.
But,
African lion.
Hey, look at that. As opposed to a mountain lion. But yeah, we open with a tapping intro tune. It's just the episode intro tune.
It's not a bop.
No?
No.
I thought it was tapping.
No.
Then we get Quigley uncaging his sentient pet.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, that was creepy. That's like the whole why is Pluto Mickey's pet sort of thing.
Right, but at least Pluto isn't sapient.
That's true.
Like he can't talk. He can't walk on two legs.
Nope.
Unlike Goofy. That
Goofy's a dog too, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm confused. What are the rules around dogs
what the fuck
in
is
this
Pete?
Universe? Yeah.
Is Pete a cat?
Is Pete a Pete?
Is Pete Pete from Pete and Pete?
Pete and Pete. The Adventures of Pete and Pete. Danny Tamborelli.
And Lori Beth Denberg.
With vital information for your everyday life.
This makes me want to go watch Nickelodeon for some reason.
Dude. Yeah.
Subscribe now to Verve.
Not sponsored.
Definitely not. Although, Verve,
hey,
give us a call.
Hey, hey, hey.
Love your product. I've never used your product.
I don't even know what it is.
It's like an online video thing.
Like streaming service.
Yeah. But they have like all of Nickelodeon.
Oh, hell yeah. Like even archived?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, dude.
Yeah, they even have Kablam, which is famously like hard to rerun.
Hell yeah.
Because like they don't have the rights to most of those cartoons anymore.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Although the creator of Kablam has all of the episodes of Kablam downloadable from his website, which is delightfully flash.
Oh, that's so good.
It's very like mid-2000s design.
Yeah.
Like the website. But man, oh man.
Oof, love that stuff.
You definitely can download every single episode of Kablam in .move
Ooh,
format.
Nice. A little quick time action.
A little quick timey.
Quick time-o. Speaking of quick. So we start with something about... fucking Quigley apparently gets like a weekly Bible verse in his mail in a pink envelope or whatever.
Bible study by mail.
And he gets one about temptation. We're like, oh, we expected that. Blah, it's blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada. There's going to be a poetry contest. Yada, yada, yada.
But... So our lion friend Danny is told about this immediately as he wakes up. His mom's like, get up, Danny. There's a poetry contest.
Danny and his mother.
And he's like, a poetry contest? Yeah, I'm going to win it. Wait, I don't know how to write a poem.
A running contest? Yeah, wait, I can't run.
Wait, I have polio.
Oh.
Vaccinate your kids.
Please.
What? If this fucking tape can...
Sorry, I need vaccinations against this tape.
If this tape can be preachy, so can I. God damn it.
Gram it.
Goram.
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay, damn it.
Oh, good. It's fucking destructive.
I've eaten this.
Are you doing like a Catholic?
Yes.
Like him?
It's rotted.
Rustic simplicity.
Like, not enough.
Simplicity.
It is fucking raw.
I'd go to that church. But anyway,
hell yeah.
Danny's like, I don't know how to fucking write a poem. That's not what he sounds like at all, but.
Yeah.
And then we, like, hard cut to Bubba.
Yeah, at his house.
Like, staring. Ape themed house.
Yeah, staring at three banana cream pies.
And he starts lusting over them, and then we smash cut, I think, to hit, like, a musical number.
No, it's like a video toaster, like, pixel
wipe. But, like, directly into a musical fantasy number where he's, like, on a horse singing a country song about how he wants to eat these banana cream
pies. How he is eating those banana cream pies.
Right, exactly. Because I think this was done, ironically, to save costs in having to, like, somehow figure out how to convincingly make it.
But they had
look
to make three banana cream pie puppets
right.
with sunglasses and banana lips.
Right.
And make an entire flat cardboard wood, probably, horse.
Yeah.
That
probably
would ride on. Yeah. And a fucking banandolier.
Banandolier. That's the best part of the whole movie.
Yeah. I'd say the implications are a more interesting part of the movie.
Oh, that's true.
But, so then we go back to...
And lo and behold, he's eaten two of them.
Oh, go figure. He's eaten bananas.
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure orangutans, like, specifically eat bananas. He doesn't look like an orangutan either.
No, he looks like a heroin addict.
Oh, yeah.
It's creepy.
This ape... looks like he lived in Florida for a very long time.
He looks like he was Florida.
Florida man is here.
Yep. And in Quigley's Village.
Is Quigley's Village located in Florida?
Quigley Florida?
We get to meet some of the other like animal / kids shortly after this.
Like the porcupine.
Spike the porcupine from New York City.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Oh. Hoi.
Yeah. Like
I'm Temmie.
She sounds a lot like Temmie. Go play Undertale.
It's a good game.
It's now available on Switch.
Fun game.
Yeah. And basically, like, there's a poetry contest. Danny is a fucking idiot. Doesn't know how to write a goddamn couplet.
And then we see Dexter, who comes out of fucking nowhere.
This is actually much later in the tape, but, like, we can afford to jump around. It's only 30 fucking minutes long.
Well, I assume it's like, oh, they're all writing shit.
They're all writing shit, and, like...
And then there's, like, scenes of, like, two characters talking about the poems they're going to write.
Right.
And Danny in the background being like, oh, yeah, I'm going to steal that idea.
But he doesn't just steal the idea. He just writes down the first sentence that he hears out of a conversation and then moves on.
Yeah.
This is right after the fucking, like, Mr. Quigley just taught them how to write a poem.
Yeah.
Through song.
Yeah. How to rhyme.
Right.
And he wrote a poem about tag.
Like, in front of them.
Yeah.
To teach them how to do
it. Yeah, he's like, what is a thing you like? And she's like, Spike's like, I like playing tag. Was it Spike or was it the Lioness?
It was
I don't remember. Someone, or was it the creepy fucking fox? I think it was Spike.
The fox doesn't talk until the very end.
That's true. So, he's like, I'm gonna write about tag, but I'm gonna write something real quick, and then we'll learn about rhyming. There's a song about how to rhyme words, and it's...
Bad.
Bad.
All the songs in this are pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's made for 8-year-olds, but I don't like the...
7-year-old?
I don't like the, like, argument that, like, oh, it's for young kids, therefore it gets away with being bad.
No.
Because, like,
can make
arguably that should be the best media that you make.
Yeah, it should be super entertaining, not fucking patronizing.
Right, because, like, 7-year-olds know when they're being patronized to.
Yeah. Shit, dog.
Probably don't say shit, dog.
Shit, dog.
In a, like, 7-year-old themed...
No, I'm not saying they should say shit, dog. I'm saying there was a shit, dog.
Well, there was a shit, dog in this.
Yeah.
I think. Was there a dog? There wasn't a dog. No regular animals here. Like, no like, farm animals?
Oh, they were all anthropomorphic. Oh, you know, you're talking, okay.
Yeah, no, like...
I thought you were talking, like, I'm like, a moose is a regular animal. What
yeah,
are you
but
talking
I don't...
about?
That fucking moose.
That fucking moose with, like, fucking rubber glove horns.
And his nose was constantly off-center.
Oh.
Motherfucker was a boxer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I felt Rocky. That's it. Yeah.
He saw Rocky, but he's Bullwinkle.
Yeah. No, I said he fought Rocky.
That's Jesus.
The, yeah.
If Rocky,
which Rocky?
If Rocky from the Rocky movies fucking decked a moose in one of the fucking movies, that would be the tits, man.
I think Russia would just give up.
They'd be like, oh, fuck.
Cold War would end.
He cold cocked a moose?
Yeah.
What's next? He's going to suplex a bear. He suplexes a bear.
That's the bear.
I just realized he literally slays a dragon in that movie. His name is Ivan Drago.
Oh, fuck. As opposed to Odd Drago. Even flow!
We can't do that much grunge in one episode.
I know, it's getting grungy.
So
they write poems.
They're all bad.
Yeah, they're all terrible. Well, Danny has a thing where he has a bunch of crumpled up papers like, I can't write a poem. And then Dexter...
Who's just a man in a pink shirt and overalls.
Yeah, a character we didn't know existed until this.
Clearly a man.
Yes, we assumed was an undercover FBI agent, and all these puppets were like the children that Quigley was kidnapping.
Yeah.
Forced to be in like a fantasy world where Quigley is like, I'm like a Mr. Rogers sort of
thing. There's a special prize if you win the poetry contest, and we figured...
It's that they're allowed to wear clothes.
That day.
Yes.
So.
Or only be chained up for 23 hours.
Right. You get 1 hour of freedom.
Not including when they film these episodes of.
Yes, obviously. It's 23 hours cumulative.
Correct.
So.
He's getting some like weird like.
He's touching,
hand on back touchies.
He's touching this like child lion a lot.
Yeah.
And I know it's a puppet.
Yes.
But, like...
I assumed he was finding the hand,
mm-hmm.
so he could do, like, you know, like, refs and wrestlers, like, grab each other's hand to make sure they're okay after a move.
Yeah.
Like, that sort of thing. Like, hey, are you still alive in there, or is this, like, death spasms that are making this puppet work?
Right.
And he does a thing about, like, oh, you gotta resist temptation or whatever.
Because what fucking Danny did was he just wrote down, like... The first sentence that he hears out of every conversation. It doesn't even fucking rhyme.
No.
It doesn't make any goddamn sense. It's the perfect 90s poem.
It really is. And so he's like, but I like baseball, so I'm going to write a really shitty poem about baseball. And by poem, we mean 4 lines.
No, usually it was one couplet.
Yeah. I'm talking like in my mind, like split. Anyway.
No. It was like two lines.
Right.
It was like one rhyming word, second rhyming word.
In my head, it goes like A, B, C, B. Just like you just sure, split sure. it to half. That's why I think of the lines. But it's two rhyming, or like one rhyming couplet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not a poem, bro. That's like an intro to a poem.
It can be.
Right.
Whatever. Anything is a fucking poem if you want it to be. Yeah, but just, like, you know, what is art, man? You dig? What is art, man?
You dig?
You dig?
Your own grave.
Shit. TJ, no, you just smoked all the marijuana on the planet.
I'm the Hubble Space Telescope.
He died.
Yep.
Oh, he's very high. I get it.
Yeah.
So he's not really, folks at home.
No.
FBI, we know you're listening.
It's also legal here.
Shut the fuck up. I don't know you.
You're sitting next to me.
Who are you?
Who are you?
What?
I just hired you off of Craigslist.
I've been kidnapped. Help. Hey, FBI, I know you're listening. That was a joke.
Call 1-800-HELP.
So they went to... They have a fucking song about how you don't, like...
Turn Away? Well, Turn Away was at the very end.
Right. Okay. Sorry. This is just... It's all a fucking blur.
Yeah.
This kind of moves at a million miles an hour.
It felt like a 10-minute episode, and I looked at the clock, I'm like, God, that actually was half an hour.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Which makes it great to, like, show it as, like, a cool-down, like...
Cool-down or, like, an intro.
Yeah. If you're doing, like, a bad movie night, pretty much any Quigley's Village...
Probably.
...is going to be a good, like, intro.
Yeah, good riffables...
It's a good, like, at least, you know, at least we had Quigley's Village.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
a backup.
Right. Or you put it between, like, The Room and Flying Ryan. You know, it's like a...
Flying Ryan's your centerpiece.
Right.
Although The Room's really good, too. Oh.
Right, but I'm saying you put Quigley's Village in the middle as,
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's
a,
your cool-down match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To use yet more WWE and other wrestlers are available.
Inside wrestling.
Yeah. Kayfabe is dead.
Long live Kayfabe.
So then they do like the poetry contest, and fucking Bubba wins with his fucking shitty
poem
about fucking
banana cream pies.
Although he does get two couplets out of it.
That's true. He actually writes enough.
I think that's why he won. He wrote the longest one.
Yeah, he wrote more and had the ability to do so with his puppet hands.
Yeah, he's the only one I think who has. Like usable hands.
Creepy puppet hands, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the, you know, the Swedish chef.
Yeah, like the two-person puppet sort of thing.
Yeah.
One person's the two hands, the other person's the... Yeah.
Yep. One person's a mouth.
A mouth.
Mouth. Vermouth.
Vermont.
Vermont.
Montpelier.
Anyway, we're dead.
Yeah.
It was just kind of there.
It was okay.
It ends... Fun. With two songs in a row.
This didn't, like... Yeah. It ends with Turn Away.
Turn Away, which is a song about, like, whenever you're tempted to sin, you turn away from that thing that's tempting you to sin. Which... not the...
You're just gonna look at another thing that'll make you want to sin.
Right, exactly. It's everywhere. That's the point of temptation, man.
Yeah.
You dig?
Bro. There was a surprising, like, lack of... intertwining the moral into the episode. It was just like, oh, it's here now, we're gonna talk about it, and it's gone.
Yeah, neither party has any consequences.
No.
Like, Bubba gets a stomach ache.
Yeah, Bubba wins a banana cream pie in the poetry contest. He's like, oh, I can't have one.
Because he ate two already.
He's like, oh, you can't do that. All right, let's sing about stuff.
No, he shares it with everybody.
It's like, that's not...
I mean, that's the, you know, that's the thing to do there. But...
Right.
But you know, ideally, you wouldn't have eaten the fucking banana cream pies, then you would have shared it with anyone, with everyone anyway.
There was still no, like, recourse.
No, there wasn't any punishment there.
Yeah.
Although it would have been nice if we had just seen his mom just wailing
beating
on
him with a belt.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Don't do that, kids.
I don't advocate child abuse.
We're talking in terms of contrast.
Yeah, there. It's just a puppet.
Yeah, it would be sort of. Like a shock humor sort of.
This is if it was Wonder Chosen.
Exactly. Or like Tim and Eric.
Yeah. If it was stoner humor, that's what it would have cut to.
Yeah, over the credits.
Yeah,
just like
happy credit sounds.
Yeah, just getting spanked. Spanking the
monkey. Oh, yeah.
Cream pie. Man, there's so many in this episode.
It's too much.
Temptation.
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 Turn away.
Turn away.
God will hate you.
When Dexter was telling Danny not to.
When Dexter Jetser was telling Obi-Wan that Kamino does actually exist, and it might have been erased from the Jedi archives.
Why is he the plot point?
I don't know.
Why not have Yoda be the fucking plot point?
Maybe it was wiped from the archive memory. That was supposed to show that sometimes the obvious answer is the right one.
Right.
But it was bad.
It was just bad.
Yeah.
Why did he have a space diner? Like, I love the idea of a space diner.
Sure.
But why is it in fucking episode 2 Attack of the Clones?
Why was episode 2 trying to be in a noir film and being very, very
wildly
bad?
Failing.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jedi business. Go back to your drinks.
If it was actually like
Jedi noir.
A noir film about Obi-Wan.
That'd be fucking sick.
Like, just cut all the Anakin parts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have that be, like, background stuff that's going on. Same plot.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, extend the Obi-Wan parts. Have it just be space noir. That would be great.
I'd really enjoy that, being space detective.
Also, real quick, I would love to watch, like, Cheers, but Star Wars.
Where everybody knows your species.
Set in, like, the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Dude, right? With B. Arthur as the...
Yeah, with B. Arthur as the fucking barkeep. Rest in peace, B. Arthur. She was great.
She was great.
All the Golden Girls are great.
Right? They're golden.
And girls.
Wow.
You could say that show had the Midas touch. God, we're bad. Are we funny yet?
Nope.
Cool.
Still not there. 10 episodes in, still not there.
Yeah, but when Dexter is convincing Danny not to like plagiarize, he's like, if you give into temptation, God will be sad.
Mm.
But if you resist that temptation, God will be happy. And I'm like, that completely takes away personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Really. Because it's bad because it's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
Right and wrong can just be inherent.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to be like, hey, you know, you'll make a deity sad. I get that it's a child.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, that's a bad lesson.
Yeah.
Because then,
but you
like,
can still teach them, like, they like... Do your own work, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like, be proud. Like, and he ends up like, okay, what are you really like? He's like, I like baseball. And then...
karate self-defense.
Yeah. Bullying. And he writes a really shit poem about baseball, but they're like, hey, you did it.
You at least wrote a thing.
You at least wrote your own fucking poem, you clod.
Dwingus.
You
dweezel zapper.
You dwangus.
I shouldn't insult Dweezil Zappa like that.
No,
he doesn't
dude.
Deserve that.
He was on the Weird Al show.
I know. Surprisingly a good looking man. I wouldn't have expected a man named Dweezil to look like that.
What are you doing here, Dweezil?
Anyway. Right, Dweezil sounds like a name that you call somebody.
It's like Dweeb.
And Weasel.
Yeah. Dweezil. Dwayne!
Go watch Everything is Terrible.
Yeah, I'll link that one in the shooblies.
In the shoe neats.
In the shoes.
Let's get some show notes.
Let's get some show notes.
Yeah, and then we end with two songs in a row. One is Turn Away, which is about like turning away from sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is just all the kids praying to God, I guess.
I think.
Just saying, like talking about their day.
Yeah.
Kinda.
There were a lot of moments, not a lot, but a good handful of moments where Quigley just fucking stared into the camera.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
Very, like, almost, like, sarcastically.
Yeah. It was, like, borderline, like, fourth wall, like, you know what I'm talking about sort of shit.
Yeah.
Like, meta, I should
yeah.
say. It's, ugh.
He's talking about resisting temptation, looks directly in the camera, and, like, the people on set know that he's talking about, like, a producer.
Yeah, like, there's a camera guy, like, who, like, banged his wife or something. Slowly,
just like
shyly
bucket sweats.
Away. Yeah. Don't look at me like that.
You hear them like,
yeah. Resist temptation. Points at him.
Don't make a cuck out of me.
Yeah. God will be angry. Pulls out a baseball bat, has the word God on it.
Written in nails.
Yeah. Damn, Quigley, you brutal.
You a brutal son of a bitch, Quigley. You a
brutal fuck.
Oh, it's God in Morse code.
Oh, in nails.
Or Braille.
Braille. Oh, nice.
But, like, in nails.
I'll make you blind, but you can still feel God.
That sounded dirty.
That's probably what he tells to his children in his dungeon.
Okay, we're going to drop that line.
Like he drops kids off in his dungeon.
Okay. Was there literally anything else? Oh, the credits were great.
The credits were fantastic.
Because it just plays Bubba's song again.
Yeah. That's, I just...
The song's so good we needed to hear it fucking twice.
The songwriters were proud of that one.
And it wasn't good.
No.
We don't even get to see the banandolier again.
Come on now. That's...
By the way, the banandolier is a bandolier of bananas.
Yeah, not a banana made of bandoliers. That'd be a big banana.
That's a big banana.
It's a big fucking banana.
What a big banana.
Damn, that's a big banana.
Yeah, that's basically it. As far as like meeting our like expectations, I think this was exactly it.
Yeah, I give it a C in terms of like right middle of the road. I would give
this a 7.5 out of 30.
Yeah, that sounds like a proper number. Is that how many nails are in his bat?
Mm-hmm. 7.5. One broke.
Ooh.
Guess how?
He tripped.
No, he hit a man too hard. Broke off right in his skull.
Nice.
Left a nail in.
Is that the guy from Happy Gilmore?
I haven't seen Happy.
Oh, he has a nail in his head. Never mind.
I've actually only seen like 2 Adam Sandler movies.
Which ones out of morbid curiosity?
I've seen Waterboy.
Okay. Did it feel like 2 movies? Is that why you think you saw 2?
And 8 Crazy Nights.
Ooh.
Those are the only 2, I think.
Okay, Waterboy is okay. I'll give that a pass. On the spectrum of Adam Sandler. This is relative to only Adam Sandler's realm.
Right.
So within the cosmological constants of Adam Sandler.
Sure.
Waterboy's all right.
Uh-huh.
I like Happy Gilmore. It's a fun one.
Well, Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison are widely considered to be like his like
I haven't actually seen
his Billy opuses. Madison.
Yeah.
But like
I mean, they're a very 90s humor.
I do not think any Adam Sandler movie aged well.
Like, I haven't seen Click. I don't know about that one.
Oh, you know what? I've seen 4.
Yeah?
Because I also saw Little Nicky and Click.
Is Click actually made by Adam Sandler, or was that, like, starring Adam Sandler?
I believe that was made by Adam Sandler.
Okay, interesting.
I'm not counting his dramatic roles or Hotel Transylvania's.
Right.
As right. Adam
We're
Sandler
talking is. Like Happy Madison Productions.
Yes. Because the ones where he is not like in creative control, definitely he does a much better job.
Yeah. He's like a Lucas.
Just as an actor, as like a performer.
I saw Happy People, I think it was, and I thought that
Funny
was
People.
Funny People, that one. Yeah.
That was a fun one. Yeah. Well, not fun.
No, it was good. It was an interesting movie.
Punch Drunk Love is pretty good also.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know he's like a dude with anger problems or something.
Yeah.
That sounds...
It's basically inspecting what happens if a character in an Adam Sandler movie was in the real world.
Oh.
Like, basically, he's an Adam Sandler, like, character, but played, like, more straight.
Interesting.
Like, he has incredible anger problems. He has, like...
Just flies off the handle.
Yeah.
Yells a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
pretty much
over the
all
top
of that, and like, yeah, it's like a hitter. It's a hitter of the film. I highly recommend it.
Nice.
And of course, the Hotel Transylvania movies are fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can barely tell it's Adam Sandler.
Who does he play?
Dracula.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't seen any of them, so.
He does a pretty good job. But I mean, that's mostly due to Genndy Tartakovsky.
Yeah, he's a fucking
the director.
Stunner. Yeah.
Go
watch Genndy Tarkovsky's Clone Wars. You'll see Mace Windu be a fucking badass.
Dude, everything in that is better.
It really
General
is.
Grievous is better.
Oh, so good.
Kit Fisto is better.
Fucking the worm bounty hunter dude. I forgot his name.
Worm bounty hunter dude.
There's a bounty hunter in that series. He's only for that series. A couple episodes. Mm-hmm. It was like a mini arc. Dirge. His name is Dirge. And he's of a species where they like look humanoid in armor, but uh-huh. they're just thousands of worms.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That was cool.
Right? That whole miniseries.
Impossible to do in those movies.
Oh, that whole miniseries was so good.
I think probably that's overall a little bit better than the like Clone Wars like TV show.
Oh yeah.
But I mean they had less like time.
Mm-hmm.
They had fewer episodes, which means they could make each one like a certain amount of quality. And like obviously this was in the heyday of Samurai Jack.
Yep.
And those are basically made like Samurai Jack episodes.
Oh yeah. Same art style, same
No, I think these had outlines.
Oh yeah. But I should say similar art
style. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like similar design philosophy.
Yes.
But like the same, like there's not a whole lot of talking.
There was an entire episode where there was no dialogue.
I think that was the Kit Fisto episode.
There was one with Mace Windu as well.
Mm.
Mace Windu, I don't think ever talked in that, but he was such a silent badass.
Well, yeah.
Because he just like ran around just fucking murdering.
Well, probably they couldn't get Samuel L. Jackson. They didn't want to emulate Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, because that would have been worse if they just got some sound alike.
I wonder what that would be like, Clone Wars TV show.
I wonder.
I'm looking at the computer when I say that. Just so you guys
know. Is that the audience stand-in?
That's either the audience or the like creative people.
Or the internet.
Yeah, that's the internet.
Got it. You were asking the internet.
Yeah, that would be... That's a great like series.
Samurai Jack... It's like 5 minutes long, too.
Samurai Jack movie is like happening.
Is it good?
I don't know.
Oh, it is happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
I thought you meant happening like...
No, I'm not good. That cool to be able to say, oh, yeah, this is happening.
Okay.
That's actually the first thing that Sonic says in Sonic Adventure.
Chili dogs.
It's, oh, yeah, this is happening.
Oh, fuck.
Because it's 1999. And
what a legend.
What a fucking legend. What a unit.
Look at that unit.
Thick.
Chili dogs.
He would be thick after that many chili dogs.
Yeah, he just
has
to run. We've
gone completely off the rails, and
you know who else rides rails? Sonic.
He does.
With his soap shoes.
And now with all shoes. Because he doesn't need the soap shoes anymore because they lost the brand deal. I mean, it's not that they lost the brand deal, it's that it ended.
Didn't they just call them grind boots, though?
They're just grind shoes.
Yeah. Fucking, you don't need soap shoes to do that shit.
Right, but they don't even look like that anymore.
Gah.
They look like his regular shoes now.
Gah.
I mean... They were a little bulky.
How can he move his legs so fast with such bulky
shoes?
Look at
the size of his like legs, and then look at the size of those shoes.
I can't. It's a podcast.